Amén y amén y amén. Una vez más, hermanos, qué felices estamos de todo lo que está ocurriendo en las últimas semanas. We're excited about everything that's taking place in the last several weeks. My mind just went to a Thursday about 3 or 4 weeks ago in which I was traveling through Ontario, and there I saw something going on, a lot of commotion taking place on a street corner. People were having a street service right there on the corner of 4th and Vineyard. Ahorita me recordé de un jueves hace 3, 4 semanas cuando estaba yo caminando por la área de Ontario y ahí vi una conmoción, mucho ruido que estaba ocurriendo ahí en la esquina de la calle 4 y Vineyard, y ahí estaba un grupo teniendo un servicio en la calle, hermanos, en plena luz del día, en broad daylight. There they were having the church service, and that's where a lot of this started. Y ahí es donde empezó mucho de lo que pasó en las siguientes semanas. In the following weeks after that, we've been having special events taking place on our Thursday night bilingual call. We had Brother Sid, who was asking about the plan of salvation. Hermano Sid nos platicó de cómo recibir la plan de salvación. We had Dave and Sarah share a testimony about how they gave a Bible study. Hermano Dave, David y Sarah dieron su testimonio de cómo ellos empezaron a dar su estudio bíblico. And last week we had Brother Israel, one of our young people, also testify about how he witnessed to a gentleman who turned out to be a pastor of a Methodist church. He came to our church and received the Holy Ghost. Hermano Israel nos platicó de cómo él testificó a un hombre que viene saliendo, que él era un pastor de una iglesia metodista. Él vino a nuestra iglesia y recibió el Espíritu Santo. Algo poderoso está pasando en nuestra iglesia. There are some great things that are taking place in our church. And what we want to stress here is it's not just the young people, it's not just the adults, but it's the couples, it's the families that the Lord is going to use. No solamente son los jóvenes o los adultos o los solteros, pero también las familias y las parejas que el Señor ya está usando y va a seguir usando para su evangelismo. We've seen where the messages have been going in the last several weeks. Brother Raul preached it on Sunday, and Pastor Clark confirmed it on Sunday night. El hermano Raul predicó de ello el domingo en la mañana, y el pastor Clark testificó de eso también domingo en la noche, que el Señor quiere empezar a usarnos en el evangelismo. The Lord wants to continue to use us in evangelism. And let's talk about that for a little bit here. Brother Raul talked on Sunday morning. He spoke with faith, and he gave everybody a church card. Everyone, don't come back to church tonight unless you pass out this church card to someone and invite him to church. Wow, what I want to call that. It was not a threat. No, it was a conviction. It was faith that he was sending out. Nuestro hermano Raul nos dio esa palabra de convicción domingo en la noche cuando dijo, les voy a dar esta tarjeta de iglesia a todos, y no regresen al servicio esta noche a lo menos que usted dé esta tarjeta a alguien. Y invítelos a la iglesia esta noche. Hey, that's faith in motion. That's really pushing faith. Esa es de verdad empujando la fe con fuerza, hermanos. Y no hay que tener miedo o temor de ese tipo de faith. Let's not be afraid or intimidated with that kind of faith. On the contrary, we all need to develop that type of boldness. And that's where the Lord is taking us. Ahí es donde el Señor nos está llevando. Y con eso dicho, hermanos, with that said, we're going to continue what we've been doing. We're going to have someone else come on the line in just a moment. Vamos a invitar a alguien más en la línea en un momentito, y ellos van a dar su testimonio. They're going to go ahead and give their testimony about a great thing that took place when they went up north to the Pismo Beach area. And they began to witness and testify to some folks there, because as we know, there is a brother Alcantar who was with us here in the last month or so, who is starting a church. Alguien, uno de nuestros hermanos, fueron al área de Pismo Beach en el centro de California, por la costa, y empezaron a invitar a gente a la iglesia, porque como sabemos, el hermano Alcantar está empezando una nueva obra en esa ciudad, en esa área de Pismo Beach. Y ya sabemos de quién estamos hablando. You know who I'm talking about already. It was Brother Art and Sister Lisa Durame who were up there, and they decided, you know what, we're going to go ahead and start doing this. Maybe the church isn't completely opened up yet, but we're going to start breaking ground. Hey, that's exactly what they started to do. They began to break ground and sow seed. El hermano Art y hermana Lisa empezaron a abrir tierra, por decir, y empezaron a sembrar la semilla del evangelismo. And that's what we're going to hear about tonight. And everybody, yes, we're doing this to hear the story and to hear the testimony, para oír esa historia y ese testimonio. But everyone, one of the reasons we're doing this is we want to continue to show everybody how easy, it is not a complicated thing, it is not a difficult thing to begin to sow seed. Remember, this is a spiritual effort. And when we think in terms of this being a spiritual effort, all of a sudden the thing about having to, oh, I got to open my mouth and I got to testify to someone, all of a sudden that takes a second seat to the priority, which is I'm breaking ground. I'm sowing spiritual seed. The Lord is going to give me the words. The Lord is going to give me the mindset that I need. Cuando empezamos a pensar en términos espirituales, hermanos, ya se nos empieza a perder el miedo y el temor cuando realizamos que es el Señor que me va a dar la palabra. El Señor me va a dirigir en dar el testimonio y dar la palabra a cualquier persona al cual les voy a hablar. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and invite Brother Dorame. I see two lines here. Let's see if I get the right one first. Let's see. Brother Art, did I open up the right line or is this Lisa's line?
You opened up the right line.
All right. I took a step of faith. And here we go. Hermano Art, as you know, Art, as you go ahead and begin to talk about your testimony, just remember every few sentences to let me have a few seconds so I can translate into Spanish. So, Brother Art, with that said, con eso dicho, Hermano Art, why don't you go ahead and tell us how this whole thing, tell us how it all started. I don't know if you just drove up there with Sister Lisa and you said, hey, I'm going to just start doing this. Or maybe on the road up there as you're driving, you thought, you know what, I'm going to do something for the Lord. Why don't you tell us how this whole idea was birthed? Empiece con eso, hermano Art.
Well, as you know, we went up to Pismo Beach area a couple weeks back for our anniversary.
Hace unas semanas, and, hermano Art, fue en su aniversario a la área de Pismo Beach y es como empezó todo.
And also to spend a little time with Brother Alcantar before he headed back down here for service at our church.
Y ellos también querían tomar un poquito de tiempo para visitar con el hermano Alcantar estando ahí en la área de Pismo Beach.
And one morning we went to breakfast and we checked in and we had to stand in line and wait for our name to be called.
Y ahí estuvimos una mañana, fuimos a desayunar y en la línea al restaurante estamos esperando para que alguien nos llamara nuestro nombre.
And in front of us was a older couple, a little older than us. And I just told the lady good morning and she said good morning back and we just started a little conversation.
Y había una pareja enfrente de nosotros y simplemente les dije buenos días, ¿cómo están? Y buenos días, y ahí empezó una conversación muy breve.
And sort of at the beginning of that conversation, in the back of my mind, I just said, you know what, I'm up here. I start talking to people, I'm going to start outreaching for Brother Alcantar.
Y es cuando yo pensé en mi mente, dije, ¿sabe? Estoy aquí, ya estoy aquí en la ciudad. Ya estoy aquí en la ciudad del hermano Alcantar. Si yo tengo oportunidad, yo voy a tomar la oportunidad de empezar a testificar a alguien de la nueva iglesia aquí, en esta ciudad.
So the lady's name was Linda and her husband's name was John. And they lived in Pismo Beach.
La mujer se llamaba Linda, el esposo se llamaba John y vivían ahí en la área de Pismo Beach.
And we just started talking about how nice it was in the weather and she said that living there, they take God's creation for granted sometimes.
Y empezamos a hablar de la clima, qué bonita la clima allí por la costa. Y ella, Linda, empezó a decir que cómo tomamos, y no tomamos por cuenta la creación linda que el Señor ha hecho viviendo ahí en la costa.
And that was my opportunity, actually. A window opened up for me to start talking to them.
Yo vi la oportunidad, se abrió por mí de empezar a hablar de Dios.
And I just mentioned that, yes, God's creation is beautiful, and we should never take any of the things he's done for granted.
Y le dije lo mismo, no debemos de tomar de por menos la creación de Dios o cualquier bendición que el Señor nos da.
And she asked, was I on vacation or what was my reason up there? And I told her, anniversary and to meet up with a brother of ours that's opening a church here in Grover Beach.
Ella me preguntó la razón por cual yo estaba visitando y le dije, pues estamos aquí por mi aniversario, mi esposa y yo, y también para visitar a un nuevo pastor que está abriendo una iglesia nueva.
And as soon as I said that, she just opened up and she wanted to know where the church was. She said she raised her children in church. They're grown adults now and they no longer attend, but she wants a good church for her grandkids.
Y inmediatamente la mujer se abrió conmigo y me dijo que ellos siempre llevaban a sus niños a la iglesia cuando eran niños, los niños ya son adultos, pero ahora ellos están interesados en una iglesia.
And at that point, we hadn't been to the church yet, and I told her I didn't know the location, but I knew the name.
Y yo le expliqué que todavía no visité la iglesia nueva, pero sí sabía el nombre de la iglesia.
So she took her cell phone out and started looking up the church, and we found where it was at.
Entonces es cuando la mujer, ella misma, sacó su teléfono y empezó a buscar la iglesia con el nombre que yo le di y la encontró.
And she mentioned to me it's in a great area. It's a church is needed in that area, and she asked what type of church it was, and I told her it's Apostolic Pentecostal Church.
Cuando lo encontró, ella realizó, mira, la iglesia está ubicada en un lugar bueno, está en una situación buena la iglesia. ¿Y qué tipo de iglesia es? Y es cuando yo le dije, es una iglesia apostólica pentecostal.
And she asked, did I know when it was opening? I told her, I believe in the next couple of weeks it was going to open.
Ella me preguntó cuándo iba a abrir la iglesia y yo le dije, en unas semanas va a abrir.
And she just started asking questions on what type of, pretty much what is Apostolic Pentecostal? What does that mean? And
Y ella
I.
empezó a preguntar, ¿qué quiere decir apostólica pentecostal?
And I told her what, our faith was and the doctrine we followed, which was by the Bible and baptism. I told her about that. And she was very open to hearing everything I was telling her.
Y es cuando yo les empecé a explicar qué creemos y creemos en lo que dice la Biblia, le empecé a platicar del bautismo y ella quiso seguir sabiendo de qué se trataba nuestra doctrina.
And, like I said, she said they lived there for 42 years and she knows the area well and she wants to go by the church.
Y es cuando ella me dijo que ellos tienen 42 años viviendo allí en esa ciudad y quieren saber de la iglesia y quieren ir a visitar.
And at that point, unfortunately, they called her name and our name and we went to our tables.
Y es cuando le llamaron su nombre y es cuando ellos fueron a su mesa y nosotros fuimos a nuestra mesa después.
So that was the contact I had with that one couple.
Y ese es el contacto que yo tuve con esa pareja. Brother Art, now I know there was another meet that you had somewhere else. You're going to
Yes.
talk about that in just a moment.
Yes, I can.
But before you go there, Art, antes que usted hable de eso, Arturo, I just called your name in Spanish, Arturo. I hope that sounds okay, Brother Art.
That's fine.
I want to ask you a couple questions. Quiero hacer unas preguntas de lo que acaba de platicar. I want to know from you, Brother Art, standing there in line, estando en la línea esperando con esa gente, did you feel fear, nervousness, intimidated as you were waiting there in line as you began to ask the question?
No, I did not feel nervous. I didn't feel embarrassed. I felt proud that I was able to speak to them about something that I'm so passionate about.
Very good. Let me say that in Spanish. El hermano Art dijo que él no tuvo nada de miedo, temor, inseguridad. A lo contrario, él sentía como un tipo de orgullo de hablarles a esta pareja de algo lo cual él estaba tan apasionado, algo que él tenía tanto amor, y esa es la salvación Okay, Brother Art, anything else as far as what you felt that motivated you? Was it just the responsibility of, you know, there's some people here, I really should tell them about the gospel? Or was there anything else that motivated you to want to share with them?
I just felt like I wanted to just not only make it a, you know, obviously it was a vacation getaway, but I wanted to get something out of it too, in the way of, you know, spiritually or closer to God or whatever you may want to call it. But I wanted to get something more out of that trip.
Okay. El hermano Art dijo que no nomás quería ir para ese viaje por la razón personal, que era aniversario de él y hermana Lisa, pero él quería estar seguro que pudiera hacer algo en el lado espiritual para poder hacer algo para el Señor en su visita personal. All right, Brother Art. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. But I know that you have, there's a part two to this. There was another meet that took place. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes. We went by Brother Alcantara's church. And, excuse me, on the way back from the church, I seen a yard sale.
Entonces, cuando fuimos a la iglesia del hermano Alcantar, en el regreso de visitar su iglesia, vi que tenía la gente una venta en su casa, un yard sale.
And I seen some pavers, stone pavers that I am looking for at that yard sale, so I pulled over.
Y es cuando yo vi que están vendiendo actualmente unos stone pavers, es un tipo de roca o piedra que se usa para construir o como pavimento, y es cuando yo paré para buscar, encontrar.
So when I got off, I met a gentleman there. His name was Robert Ortega.
Y es cuando yo me bajé y me encontré con un hombre ahí que se llamaba Roberto Ortega.
And I asked him, obviously, about the pavers. And he asked me, was I from around there? Because he said I looked familiar.
Y es cuando él le pregunté de las piedras que estaba vendiendo, y él me preguntó a mí si yo estuve yo fui de esa área, porque para él yo parecía familiar, como si yo vivía en esa área.
And I told him no, and excuse me, he asked what brought me up to the Pismo area.
Y le dije que no, yo no soy de esa área, y él me preguntó de qué es lo que me traía a esta área de Pismo Beach.
And I explained to him it was for an anniversary and to meet up with Brother Alcantar.
Y otra vez la misma cosa que le dije a la otra pareja, era por mi aniversario y también para juntarme con un nuevo pastor que estaba abriendo una nueva iglesia en la ciudad.
And as soon as I mentioned Brother Alcantar, he asked, was he in a church? Because I guess the way I mentioned him.
Y inmediatamente cuando yo mencioné hermano Alcantar, el hombre me preguntó, oye, ¿este hombre es de una iglesia, este hombre?
And I told him, yes, he's actually starting a church just about, I don't know, 10 blocks or so from where we're at.
Y es cuando le dije, sí, este hombre está abriendo una iglesia, es un pastor que está abriendo esta iglesia, y la iglesia está ubicada como unos 10 bloques de ahí, de su casa, de este hombre.
And he asked me what type of church it was, and again I told him it was an apostolic Pentecostal church.
Y otra vez la misma pregunta, ¿qué tipo de iglesia es? Y yo le dije, es una iglesia apostólica pentecostal.
And he told me that he was attending a church, but he is no longer there because he said the church, in his words, was dead. He had no feeling there.
Y es cuando el hombre me dijo que él sí también estaba atendiendo una iglesia allí, pero él paró de ir porque la iglesia ya estaba muerta, ya no tenía vida esa iglesia.
And I told him that if he attended Brother Alcantar's church, he would definitely have a different feeling. You would feel the presence of God there. You would feel it. It's church. That church is going to, it is alive. Well, at that point, I was saying it's going to be because it was going to open it up.
Y es cuando yo le dije al hombre, no se preocupe, si usted va a esta iglesia del hermano Alcantar, usted va a ver que no está muerta. La iglesia tiene vida, tiene poder. Y cuando se abre la iglesia, usted va a sentir ese poder, esa vida en esa iglesia.
And he asked where the address was, and I actually gave it to him because I had it on my phone at that point.
Y él me preguntó si tenía el domicilio, y le dije que sí, ya tenía el domicilio en mi teléfono.
And he told me, if the church is just opening up, do they need any help?
Y él me preguntó, si la iglesia se está abriendo, ¿necesitan ayuda en abrir? El hombre preguntó.
And I told him to go by the church, and he could speak with Brother Alcantar. He said he's retired, law enforcement, but he's a handyman type of guy.
Y yo le dije, de seguro, vete a la iglesia, pide por el pastor hermano Alcantar. El hombre siendo retirado policía, pero sí, le gusta trabajar en la construcción.
And he mentioned he would like to go there and see if Brother Alcantar needed any help. He wasn't going to charge for it. He just wanted to give back to God.
Wow, that is amazing, Art. Hermano Art dijo que este hombre quería ir sin conocer, without knowing him, sin conocer a hermano Alcantar. Él quería ir a conocerlo, ayudarle a cualquier cosa que necesitaba para terminar de construir la iglesia, y que él no quería compensación, él no quería dinero de regreso. Amazing.
So, you know, like I said, I got his name, I passed his name on to Brother Alcantar, and, you know, just hoping or just praying that he does go by the church, not only to help, but just to go to church.
Otra vez, agarré su nombre, su información de contacto, y se lo pasé al hermano Alcantar, y estoy orando y esperando que el hombre va a ir a la iglesia y que voy a oír un resultado muy bueno. I have a couple of questions for you on this, Brother Art.
Yes.
And again, it's just like the first time. Again, you stopped by because of something you needed. You saw some stone pavers.
Yes.
Usted paró esa venta de yarda porque usted vio que están vendiendo una piedra que le interesaba. And again, as you were getting down to the yard sale, did the thought cross your mind, hey, I got to testify to these people, I got to witness to these people, or is there something that just kind of flowed out of the conversation?
Actually, at that location, when I first got out the car, the guy Robert, he wasn't in the yard. He, you know, I walked out and he came out of his house. And when he came out of his house, there was something where I said, man, I could talk to this guy. I just had that feeling.
Okay. Entonces, Manuel dice que cuando él se bajó del carro para ver esta piedra que estaba interesado, no tenía nada en mente de testificar, pero cuando el momento que el hombre salió de la puerta de su casa, es cuando hermano Art realizó, hey, yo sí tengo algo de hablar a este hombre, tengo algo que voy a querer testificar a este hombre de la iglesia que está aquí. Anything else to that point, Brother Art?
No, I just think that he's really looking for a church. And I think a lot of people are right now.
Yes. Yes. El manual dice que él sintió que en la plática con este hombre que él de verdad está buscando a una iglesia, y él siente que mucha gente ahorita están buscando a Dios, están buscando a una iglesia. So the other question I have for you, Brother Art, regarding the situation is this.
Yes.
And be honest, for everyone that's listening, do you feel like approaching someone and beginning to talk to them, witness, is it something that's a little bit nerve-wracking at first? Is it something that, it's kind of a little bit of a struggle to get over that barrier of embarrassment or shyness? Or is it something that begins to flow easily? That day you did it two times. Is it something that begins to flow easily the more you do it? Le pregunté a hermano Art si es algo complicado o es algo que se empieza a poner más fácil cuando uno pone más práctica. Which would you say, Brother Art?
I think the more you do it, the easier it gets. I just really believe that at this point, it's a couple of things.
Let me cut in right there. Hermano Art dice que él siente que cuando uno tiene más práctica haciendo esto, hablando a la gente más seguidamente, es cuando se pone más fácil. Y hay varios componentes a esto. It sounds like you're going to add on something, Brother Art.
Yeah, it's a couple of things. One is people are hungry for God, but they don't know how to go about it right now.
That is good. Hold that thought before you go to the next one. That is very good. Say that again in English.
The people nowadays, they're hungry for God, but they're just confused and they don't know how to go about it. They really need, I guess, direction.
This is good, good, good. Hermano Art cabe decir esto. Él siente que hay mucha gente ahorita que está necesitada. Necesitan a Dios, necesitan respuestas en sus vidas, pero ellos no saben cómo buscar a la respuesta. No entienden cómo buscar esa respuesta. Necesitan instrucción. Before you go on to your next point, Art, let's live here for just a little bit. You hit something huge right now where people are in need. They're hurting, whether it's addiction, whether it's hurts in life, pain, situations in life, they need salvation, but they either don't know, they don't know how to crawl out of that situation they're in, they don't know who to go to, they don't know how to pray, they don't know how to ask God to send them someone their way to help them find a solution to their problem, but it's going to take someone like you who's going to step out in faith and step out of their embarrassment or out of their comfort zone. That's what I'm reading here, Art. Is that about right?
Yes. Yes. That's okay. Exactly right.
Okay. And then you were going to go on to the next point.
And also, and this is my belief, I believe personally for me, the more that I do it, God is helping me and developing me and giving me the words to speak to these people, or even direct me to the people I need to speak to, because it's something that I really am passionate about.
Yo siento, hermano Art dijo, this is good, Art. Yo siento que el Señor me está, developing in Spanish, that's a challenging one. El Señor me está tratando de crecer y levantar a mí para que yo pueda llegar a ese siguiente nivel donde el Señor me pueda usar para poder hablar con cualquier persona. Es como que si el Señor está construyendo una nueva fe, una nueva mente en mí, para poder hacer esto regularmente sin tener temor, sin tener miedo. That's good, Art. That is great. Art, I have a question. I know that Sister Lisa went with you, and I know we didn't talk about, I don't know if she's there, first of all, and I don't know if she wants to say anything. If not, it's okay. I don't want to put her on the spot.
I don't know if she wants to say anything. She's in the living room. I can walk over there. She was actually cooking, so I don't know.
Oh, we'll all be over in just a minute.
Okay.
It's okay. I don't want to put her on the spot if she's not.
Okay. She said she has something she would like to say.
Hermana Lisa quiere decir algo. Amen.
Does she go on my phone, or how does she do it? Just put my AirPods on?
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Or you can put it on the speakerphone. Anyway. Hermana Lisa fue con hermano Art. Sister Lisa went with brother Art to Pismo Beach. Oh, there she is.
Oh, good evening.
Sister Lisa, I'm sorry to put you on the spot like this, but we just wanted to ask. You went with Brother Art, and he told us the great testimony, meeting those two sets of people and the anniversary and all of that. And if there's anything that you can say as far as all of us are kind of shy and kind of timid in talking to people, but is there anything that you can share as far as as a learning experience when you and Brother Art were talking to these folks, anything that come to mind as far as that would help everyone else that's on the line tonight?
Well, I just want to share for myself. I'm not really one to, I get nervous, and I'm not really one to want to talk. I shy away.
Okay, I'm going to translate that into Spanish, okay? Hermana Lisa okay. acaba de decir que ella, de su persona, puede decir que ella es un tipo de persona que es a veces avergonzada, tímida, y ella no es alguien que habla muy claramente en frente de la gente.
But for, and I was nervous to evangelize at first.
Y al principio yo tenía temor de evangelizar y o hablar, a testificar a la gente en público del Señor al principio.
But having done it, like my husband mentioned, I feel that this is where God wants me to be, and I don't feel intimidated doing outreach anymore.
Praise God. Hermana Lisa dijo que ahora que ella y su esposo empezaron a testificar a la gente, ella ya siente que esto es lo que el Señor quiere que ella esté haciendo, y ella ya está perdiendo esa vergüenza o esa actitud tímido.
And when going to Pismo, we had it in our hearts that we wanted to give back to, you know, Brother Alcantar and his church since it was starting. So it was just, I guess, a burden that we had, not just to enjoy for ourselves.
That's good. Y la hermana Lisa dijo que sí estaban ahí en Pismo Beach para celebrar su aniversario de ella y su esposo, pero ya que el hermano Alcantar estuvo aquí por tanto tiempo en nuestra iglesia predicando, ellos, hermano Art y Lisa, quisieron regresar la bendición al hermano Alcantar en evangelizar en su ciudad de Pismo Beach.
And in ending with for myself, in short, it just means a lot to me because by someone evangelizing to us and reaching out to us, we're in the church and we are where we're at now because of it. So I know the importance of outreach, wherever it may be.
Amen. A great ending note, Sister Lisa. Hermana Lisa dijo que ella entiende una cosa. Ella, hermana Lisa y hermano Art, están en la iglesia porque alguien les evangelizó a ellos inicialmente, y ahora ellos entienden que ellos en turno necesitan evangelizar a la gente que no ha huido de este evangelismo, este evangelio y esta salvación. Sister Lisa, Brother Art, thank you so much for the great testimony tonight. Thank you for putting that out in public and sharing with everybody that even though if we're shy and we're kind of quiet, it doesn't mean that we're not able to share a testimony of salvation that the Lord has given us. Thank you so much, Brother Art. Thank you, Sister Lisa. Gracias, hermano Art. Gracias, hermana Lisa. Y quiero terminar en esta nota. Yes, Brother Art?
Oh, I'll say you're welcome.
Thank you. And I want to finish on this note. Quiero terminar en esto. We might be hearing from her very soon. But last night, yesterday, Sister Mary called me to tell me that she was going to be bringing a visitor to church last night. Ayer, hermana Mary me llamó para decirme que ella iba a traer a un visitante anoche. And it all started with the card, the church card that Brother Raul gave us on Sunday. Empezó con la tarjeta de la iglesia que el hermano Raul nos dio el domingo. Esta mujer le vino a la hermana Mary esta semana diciéndole que tenía mucha necesidad. Patricia, this woman that Sister Mary knows from work, told Sister Mary that she had a great need. And that's when Sister Mary realized, hey, I got a church card. I got to give it out to someone. Es cuando la hermana Mary realizó, yo tengo una tarjeta de negocio de la iglesia y yo necesito dársela a esta mujer. Es cuando hermana Mary se la dio. That's when Sister Mary gave it to her and said, you need to come to church. Es cuando la hermana Mary le dijo, Patricia, usted necesita venir a la iglesia. And that's when Patricia responded by saying, hey, my need is so great. I need God. I'll go to your church. Patricia dijo, mi necesidad es tan grande, yo voy a ir a su iglesia. Yo necesito algo de Dios, aunque ella era muy católico. Católica. Even though she was very, very Catholic, she prayed to the Virgin, she prayed to the saints, but it made no matter to her. She needed God. No importaba que ella oraba a la Virgen o a los santos de la Iglesia Católica, ella realizó que ella necesitaba a Dios. Y es cuando ella vino a la iglesia anoche. And that's when we saw her come to church last night. We saw her come to the altar. We saw her reach out in faith. And we saw how God touched her powerfully last night. Vimos como el Señor la tocó cuando ella estiró sus brazos y empezó a clamar al Señor con mucha necesidad. Y el Señor la tocó poderosamente. Everyone, this is just one more example about what Brother Art said. The world is in need. It doesn't matter their background. It doesn't matter if they're another religion. Hey, a need is a need. And that need is going to cause them to cry out for help. Y cuando una persona, no importa si es otra religión, cuando tienen una necesidad que es tan grande, ellos van a empezar a clamar y gritar por ayuda. Ayúdenme, 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 help me, somebody help me. And that's exactly what happened last night. Y eso es exactamente lo que vimos pasar anoche. Ya estoy sintiendo el ungimiento del Espíritu Santo. I'm beginning to feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Just telling you this, everyone. The world is hurting. The world is crying out. And we are the voice. We are the face of Jesus that they're going to see. Nosotros somos la voz y somos el rostro del Señor Jesús que esa gente va a ver. Hermanos, hay que unirnos juntos con nuestro este nuevo espíritu de evangelismo. Let's begin to rally and unite together around this spirit of evangelism, and let's begin to pray, Lord, use me. Lord Jesus, I want you to use me. Señor, úseme. Úseme, Señor, para poder ayudarle a este mundo que está clamando por la ayuda. Everyone, why don't we just end in prayer right now? ¿Por qué no terminamos en la oración ahorita? And why don't we just ask the Lord to begin to give us this burden and this desire to be used of him in evangelism. Hay que pedirle al Señor ahorita todos juntos. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, Lord God, to begin to put a desire, a burden for evangelism, a desire for evangelism, Lord God, so that we can be your voice, so we can be your face, Lord God. Denos, Señor, este deseo, esta necesidad y esta carga, Señor, de que usted empiece a usarnos a nosotros para que seamos su voz, para que seamos su rostro, para que empezamos a poder a predicar a todo el mundo que tiene necesidad en el nombre de Jesús. In the name of Jesus, we're asking and we're praying. I hope that you're beginning to feel this anointing. Espero que están empezando a sentir este ungimiento, hermanos, porque el Señor los quiere usar a cada uno de nosotros. The Lord wants to use everyone that's listening to this tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Gloria a Dios. Y con eso dicho, hermanos, vamos a despedirnos ya. We're going to go ahead and let everyone go tonight, but we want to remind everyone that we're going to be having an evangelism call on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Vamos a tener una llamada de evangelismo sábado a las 11 de la mañana, y los que pueden escuchar, los esperamos allí. Whoever can be on the call, we'll be waiting for you on that call on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Que Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Have a great night. Amen and amen.